illuminate the night. Oh, I've been trying, guiding to better times and brighter days. Don't be afraid. Call up the ladder to the roof where we can.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number as promised. My good friend, I was going to say Dr. Roger Quindale.
Promoting me?
hey,
I appreciate that, but I'm retired.
It's good to have you on the air again, my friend. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. I mean, same numbers, everything. You know, it's like interesting.
Roger, we got a lot of things to talk about. There are a lot of things going on in the world and in this country. And it is so frustrating and frightening what we are up against in this country. And I wanted to talk about some of those things with you. And so I want to begin, Roger, with talking about the gun crisis. You know, everybody's excited, sitting back, waiting on legislation. For the first time in a long, long time, that somehow people believe is going to bring about some common sense gun laws. But I was reading an article today.
It would be nice.
So I was reading an article today from Tammy Baldwin, United States Senator Tammy Baldwin, who was tempering what she thinks is going to take place is. Everybody is thinking there's finally going to be some real change in the gun issues in the society. But she has clearly stated that she's not expecting much at all on gun reform measures. She downplayed the scope of any legislation that might come out of the ongoing bipartisan talks. But we keep hearing announcements that, you know, they're meeting, they're doing something bipartisan, and it's leading people to believe that we're finally going to have some meaningful gun legislation. But then she is clearly setting people up for the reality, and that's not to expect much at all. Now, one of the reasons that you can't expect much at all is this. Roger, listen to this. So, and I'm sure you're aware of it, but the top 10 senators on the Republican side who represent the NRA and are bankrolled by the NRA, listen to this. Mitt Romney has received $13,648,000 in his career from the NRA. Richard Burr, these are Republicans, $6,987,000. Roy Blunt, $4,556,000. Tom Tillis, $4,421,000. Marco Rubio, $3,303,000. Joni Ernst, $3,125,000. Josh Hawley, who's only been there a short period of time, $1,392,000. Mitch McConnell, $1,267,000. Ted Cruz, $200,000. All of these people are opposed to gun laws. Is it a coincidence, Roger? That
maybe, but the fact is that the medical bills for people injured would vastly is in the billions and billions of dollars. Just that, the people who are crippled. You know, you look at the murder rates and other gun deaths, and it's 0.02 per, you know, per 100,000, then we get to United States 5. And you go like, and we have 40,000 deaths, and other countries have one every other year or none. You know, it's just, it's unheard of. what we allow, the violence, and to do what? We made a fetish out of guns. I'm not against guns, but I'm against idiots having guns. I'm against people with no training have guns. That just doesn't make any sense. I'm against taking the M16, which I used in Vietnam, is going to be used, you know, to just, what, target shoot kids in a school? You know, the fact that we're selling military weapons to kids, to young 18-year-olds, and then others who are even younger than that, you know, it comes up from Illinois to Kenosha, but they have these military weapons. And you buy 400 rounds of ammunition, and you go like, well, what exactly, which duck are you going to shoot? Which deer? You're going to put 300 rounds in it and then eat it? It just doesn't make any sense. But so it's something way beyond, and irrational thinking isn't there.
So, Rob, you know, Roger, just, you're
not there.
You're a former elected official. So help us understand. I just rattled off a significant number of Republicans who have been bought off by the NRA.
I know.
And here's Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson made it clear why it's so difficult to get Republicans and Democrats to come together around gun safety. Solutions are overwhelmingly supported by American voters. On Tuesday, Johnson was asked about increasing the age to buy a gun to 21 and expanding background checks instead of talking about bipartisan efforts or indicating what he would support. He turned to attack Hunter Biden. The right has used President Joe Biden.
You know, that's the whole game.
Huh?
It's the game that they're creating, but with these horrendous consequences. The idea that we're supposed to we're going to harden schools and we're going to have police at the doors and armed police, retired military, retired cops, and then we had active cops, and they just sit there. And who did they arrest? They arrest the
parents,
the mothers of the kids, of the children. And, you know, that one of them has to rescue a kid. But, you know, we let kids be murdered while you're listening. I just can't, I cannot understand what's going on.
Hey, but Roger, you are a former elected official. You know better than most of us who have never been in that seat. What is it? What is it about our elected officials that we can't get this done other than the money that these people have received?
This stuff has been going on for a while. But I would say one of the reasons I left is I've always believed you can disagree with people without being disagreeable. And I could work with elected officials on this issue or that issue who didn't really agree with me, but we could work on child welfare. We could work on juvenile justice reform. But all across the country, we have chaos. And we're not doing anything about it except fuel it with this. The idea that at a Bucks game, that people, you know, having a massive shootout, they're there to have fun, to drink, whatever they're doing on third street, you know, and all of a sudden it's a wild shootout. And, you know, I think we'd be grateful that they're such bad shots they can't kill each other, but it's still the insanity of it, of like, you're here to have fun, and someone says the wrong word instead of, hey, man, take a sip and chill out. No, let's get our guns out.
Hey Roger,
gunfight.
You are a gun owner. Why are you not clamoring about your Second Amendment rights? What's different about you than the other folk on the other side who are saying, keep your hands off my Second Amendment rights?
But nobody, you know, if you read what it says, it has a well-regulated militia. So is our claim that 400 million guns are in the hands of a militia, an organized military force who have been trained and are using something that you have, a musket that has to be loaded one round at a time? If they were doing that on Third Street, maybe it wouldn't have shot so many people because it would have taken them a minute to reload each round. So it's one, they've just totally misread what it said. But to not have training and not have any rules and have, oh, yeah, we have these rules if you buy them at the gun store, but you can just go and buy them online. You can buy them from a vendor. You can just
without any background
eliminate all
checks.
That stuff.
No. Without any background,
no background checks, nothing. All we know is you're a hardened criminal or you're nuts or you've been expelled from school because you're violent and you just go and buy a gun as soon as you
so Roger,
age.
So
it
doesn't
make sense.
So, well, it does from the standpoint that money is more valuable than the lives of the people because the gun lobbies continue to, you know, make sure that there are more and more guns flooding, you know, our communities. We are the most dangerous place on the planet, and everybody knows it, but it keeps happening,
right? But the gun lobby isn't alone in this because there's also a medical lobby, a rehab lobby,
right?
And they, whether they say it or not, they're all involved in this because the medical cost, what we could do with that for young people to put them in something positive in the recreation programs that you ran, that I run,
yeah,
where you can change kids' lives and give them purpose and give them some sense of the other and some sense of that we're all part of this together. But instead, we make a fetish of guns, and nobody's saying get rid of all guns all time, blah, blah. It's just a lie.
Roger, we got to go to a break. Hold the thought. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.